are some folks who walk with the arrogant pose, and their little light shines and their worthiness shows. But I get a bit nervous when somebody knows their name is a thing to admire. Well, I used to feel pretty much that way myself, but I'd about done it all and there wasn't much left, so it seemed reasonable to put it on the shelf when it comes time to retire. So I skipped into town in the shank of the morn, with numbers and figures and appropriate forms, never dreaming I'd find that I've never been born. At least that's what a mean lady said. She said, "Sir, there is simply no record, I fear. The computer's unplugged and Jim's out for a beer. And I'm not gonna talk to someone that's not here, unless he can prove he's not dead." So I told her, "Dear lady, just glance this away. See me moving my lips, can you hear what I say? I have lived a long time just to get this away. I think it should be plain to see. I admit there's a blemish or two here and there, and my belly's too big and I'm losing my hair. But with all of my failings, you ought to be fair. You've got to trust me, it's me." Then she plugged in again that old silly cone chip and stared right at me with her hand on her hip. And she said it right out, "You can go take a trip. This computer don't have you on file. Now see here, I will press on this button again, but there won't nothing come out 'cause nothing went in. This machine don't know you, so you ain't never been. You've missed out here by a mile." Well, my spirit just drooped 'cause I've worked all my life, paying the feds and denying my wife. Now this doggone machine just won't look at me twice to see if it might know my name. Well, I might just be leading a great cowboy band, or the Maharaja of a faraway land. But I'd like to establish who's me if I can. It's all just an upsetting sham. And what if I'm leading another man's life, a hugging around on another man's wife, who'd be justified in taking a knife, making two of whoever I am? I will tell you such doings will rough up your hide, and they'll make you start thinking you may not survive. I have lived 60 years and I thought I was alive, but this old machine wiped me out. With the help of that lady, without any shame, I'm denied recognition and robbed of my name. Well, you sure can't retire if you ain't in the game. That's true, folks, without any doubt. It's demeaning beholding some infernal geek with bells and buttons and things that go dink, and with no heart to feel and with no brain to think, even God must tremble at this. Well, our good constitution says we can be free, but with all of this progress, just how can that be? They have now got machines that are smarter than me. I could die and I'd never be missed. Now speaking of dying, I hope and I pray, when I get to heaven on that judgment day, Saint Peter won't look out at me and say, "Pilgrim, I'm not playing tricks."
The holy computer is broken and just green, it's just blank, and there's no way to know
where in eternity you're supposed to go. But we'll call you when we get it fixed.